Robert Mislow is the executive director at Smith House. It's a nursing home with 128 beds in wooded North Stamford. Built in the 1960s, it feels like an old hospital. The rooms are basic, and the city runs it.
Well, it has a long history, number one. We've been here for 50 years.
Decades ago, a group of Stamford residents decided the city needed a public nursing home. It became a department of the city. But unlike many others, Mislow says Smith House brings in revenue.
I look at, obviously, the fire department, the police department, the other departments who are all value-added services from the city, like Smith House is. They're supported by taxpayer dollars entirely.
But Smith House isn't breaking even. As a city department, that means local taxpayers are picking up the tab, and the bill keeps going up. 7 years ago, it was $850,000. This year, it was $2.7 million, more than a million more than what was projected the year before. That breaks down to a cost of $22 per resident each year.
We shouldn't fool ourselves. Long-term care, and particularly quality long-term care, is expensive.
That's Deborah Chernoff. She's a spokesperson for the union that represents the nurses and support staff at Smith House. More than 70% of a nursing home's costs are labor. Chernoff says workers are an easy target to save money. The city wants concessions on health insurance. Chernoff says those contract negotiations have now dragged into arbitration. She says the real problem is revenue.
We have a reimbursement system in the state of Connecticut that I think contributes to the problem.
Medicaid is how the government pays for long-term care for low-income residents. The rates are set by the state and federal government. Connecticut pays out more than $1 billion per year, but it's based on a per diem, not on the actual cost. That means nursing homes with a greater number of Medicaid residents and fewer private pay or insured patients have to make up the cost difference on their own. About 80% of Smith House residents are on Medicaid. That's higher than the state average. David Dearborn is the spokesperson for the State Department of Social Services. He says nursing homes have to diversify.
The robust payer mix is healthy, just like any business. If one business down the street just depended on one strata of the population, it's not going to be as financially healthy.
Especially when Medicaid stays flat or even decreases, as it did last year from sequestration. Connecticut is midway through a big shift in how it looks at and funds caring for seniors. It's shifting resources to home and community-based services like outpatient therapy and a personal assistant at home. Alan Brown is a former consultant to Smith House and now manages the Nathaniel Witherall Care Facility in Greenwich. It's the only other town-operated nursing home in the state. Brown says this shift has not only forced dozens of nursing homes to close, the state has a moratorium on any new ones.
Well, I think it's in their best interest to have it happen. The state spends a lot of money on nursing home care, and to the extent that there are less nursing homes, they're going to spend less money. The state also believes that it's cheaper to take care of somebody in the community than it is in a facility.
The state says it's less about cost than it is about choice, and certainly demand for all options will be going up. State projections say the number of people over the age of 75 will increase by 20% by the year 2025. Robert Mislow of Smith House says they're already looking ahead. They're planning to offer more short-term rehab and other services. That's paid for by Medicare or patient insurance. Mislow says getting more of that pie will help his bottom line.
The revenues go up and the expenses obviously stay the same or decrease. That contribution or support from the city's taxpayers will diminish.
Stamford Mayor David Martin declined an interview for this story before his first budget comes out next week. That will reveal Smith House's shortfall for the coming year. A Martin spokesman says he expects city funding to be similar to past years, at least for now. Kayomi Getz, WSHU News.